You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio. What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to LA Talk Radio's Dave's Good Vibration Station, the number one most listened to internet talk radio station in the world. Yeah, baby, as you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We're so blessed, such a beautiful Sunday, that we are able to communicate via cyberspace and raise each other's vibrations, no matter where you are around the world. It's the beauty of internet radio, is we can affect many more people simultaneously because we broadcast worldwide. As long as you have an internet connection, you can tune in and raise your vibration. Welcome to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything. Yes, everything. To raise your vibration. What do we mean? Well, each and every single moment of your life, you have a choice. You have a choice in regards to the thoughts and the actions and the expectations that you make and you place upon yourself. Well, these choices, thoughts, and expectations, actions, are vibrational equivalents to everything that you experience. So here on the show, we have dedicated our lives each and every single day. It doesn't just happen on Sunday. It's a moment-to-moment basis. Sundays are just the days that we get to come on here and talk about it and really interact with you guys. By the way, thank you so much. I've gotten an influx of emails, and I really, really appreciate that. You know, I just love when listeners reach out to me and ask me questions, give me gratitude, tell me I'm crazy. I love those too. Those are awesome. Keep them coming. Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, that's Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. I will make sure, if I haven't gotten to your email, I'll make sure that I will definitely do that as soon as I possibly can. Today's show, actually, in correlation with a lot of the emails that I've been receiving, you know, along with the Vibration Station, we also have it's basically our sister Instagram account, which is Universal Consciousness 1111. This is the account that I run with my partner in London, and we have created this organization for the purpose of uniting the masses. Now, Dave's Good Vibration Station is absolutely united and connected in the sense of this is all in the divine plan to raise the vibration of the masses. So, I'd like to invite you guys to, first and foremost, think about the things in your life that you wish to release. Today's show is how to release attachment to the things that no longer serve you. Bam! It's heavy shit. How to release attachment to the things that no longer serve you. So you are completely breaking your daily patterning, you're breaking your cycle, you're breaking everything that you thought you knew about yourself. Well, you're reevaluating, you're reconstructing, and then you're reapproaching. It's a really beautiful thing. And it's really powerful too, because when we're able to actually look outside of the eyes of the ego, look outside of the egoic mind and move into the source mind, then you start to understand that we've picked up these habits and we've picked up these attachments and we've picked up certain thought patterns, belief systems that are reoccurring that don't necessarily serve us. Now, maybe they did in that moment, but if we choose to never let it go, then it's actually just going to kind of keep us down. It's going to become like weight. When we add weight to ourselves, we add, you know, stress and all these other energetic suppressors, right? Things that don't let us embody our greatest self, things that don't let us embody our true potential for joy and happiness. So today on the Vibration Station, we're going to be talking about how to release attachments to the things that no longer serve you in your life. Certain strategies on how to go about releasing these attachments. I'm going to give you a couple exercises that you can do to recognize, to pinpoint certain facets of your life that are no longer really serving you at this point, and then maybe how to go about changing them or go about modifying them in a way that is more in alignment with your greatest self. So, let's get started. First and foremost, as human beings, it's in our nature to become attached. It's in our nature to seek comfort. Why not? It's comfortable, right? But what happens over time is when we seek comfort from somewhere, someone, something, we then sometimes give up, relinquish some of our power into that attachment. So here's the thing. You are your most empowered. You are in your most empowered state when you are not feeling emotionally, mentally pulled or split by anything. You are your wholest and greatest self when you have released attachment to the things, the people, the circumstances, the experiences that don't bring you complete, ultimate, uninterrupted happiness. Now, I know it sounds a little silly. You say, well, how are we just supposed to release our attachments to the things that bring us joy? Why would we want to release our attachments to the things that bring us joy? Well, here's the answer. Releasing your attachment to something does not mean that you do not have it in your life. This is a very common misconception, especially in the conscious community. You know, Buddha always says attachment is the root of all suffering, and you know, there's many, many masters and many teachers that have informed us of the power of attachment and what can happen, almost the detrimental power to the spirit that attachment has, you know. So, but this is what they spoke of. See, the masters did not say completely release these experiences or people or circumstances in your life. No, no, no. They said release your attachment to these certain circumstances, people, or experiences. Now, what does it mean to still have someone or something or circumstance in your life but not be attached to it? Something that you rely on for comfort, something that you rely on for joy, but simultaneously not being attached to it. How does that work, right? By the way, if you want to call in on the show, you could do so 323-203-0819. Just got it right here. 323-203. I'm sorry. That's crazy. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Phone lines are open. You can go ahead, call in, ask a question, or just feel us out. You know, if you're struggling with attachment, if you're dealing with an attachment issue, feel free to call in. You can also email if you're a little I can understand it takes a little bit of courage to call in on the radio. Well, if you're someone that likes to sit behind a computer screen, then feel free to email me anytime with your questions or comments at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, if you just tuned in with us, you're on latalkradio.com, Dave's Good Vibration Station, and we are talking about how to release attachments to the things in your life that no longer serve you. So the question was, how do you still keep these things in your life while simultaneously not being attached to them? This is the question, right? And this is the balance of creation. This is literally the balance of creation. So think about this. Let's use a relationship as an example. A relationship with a person. A lot of people, especially in today's day and age, they feel like if they don't have a partner, then they're not whole. And I understand that. I've definitely been there. They feel like, well, why doesn't anyone want to be with me? Or why does, whatever the reasons or whatever the excuses might be for why you're having this attachment to a person or having an attachment to not being able to attract a person, right? The reason why is because your happiness is contingent upon the presence of this relationship. Now, learning to release attachment means that you can still enjoy all the people, pleasures, things, experiences, circumstances. You can enjoy anything and everything that you want in your life. So as long as you do not make your happiness conditional upon its presence. So what does this mean? This means that having a deep attachment means, so having an attachment in a relationship, when you're attached to someone in a relationship, when I say attached, I mean dependent. When you're dependent upon someone in a relationship, you don't feel whole when they leave. There's this part of you that feels almost like missing, right? It's because you've literally fragmented your soul, given a part of your soul into this person. Now, same thing when people have a relationship with substance abuse. Same thing with people have a relationship with eating abuse, right? No matter what it is, it's all the same attachments just trying to fill that void, right? Different forms of attachment, same approach of attachment, and same void that we're all trying to fill. But that void comes from us learning how to love ourselves without anything else outside of us. That void is filled when you can feel content without that person, when you can feel content without the use of these substances, when you can feel super happy without anything or anyone, because you know that you are never alone, for you are connected to the infinite realm of source. You are connected to the universe. Fuck it, you are the universe. It's Deepak Chopra's new book, by the way. It's called You Are the Universe. Make sure to check it out. A couple weeks ago, we went to his seminar. It was absolutely amazing. Seminar on his book release, You Are the New Universe. Learned some really powerful stuff. Got to meet the Deepak. Very, very cool guy. You are the universe, guys. Really, really, really. And when I say that, I understand that it's sometimes a difficult concept. But when you start to study quantum physics a little bit, when you start to understand the quantum nature of our universe, actually the quantum holographic nature of our third dimensional Earth, which is now shifting into 5D because the frequencies are raising and we're losing our density, right? This is a dimensional shift, 3 to 5D. You lose, things become more malleable as the vibration raises. So, attachments. That's another thing. With the vibration of the planet raising, the time is now to release your attachments. Because if you have attachments and the frequency of the planet is continuing to rise and rise and rise and rise and rise, you're going to feel the crystallization of those attachments pulling on you. Big time. Big time. So it's so important that we do the work now and rid ourselves of these dependent attachments that we have. So when that time comes for us to embody our greater selves, which is each and every single moment, any moment that we choose, but there will definitely come a time, there is in everyone's life, where you decide, this no longer works for me. You decide, I want to do this, and then you just do it. But to do that, you got to let certain things go to open up doors for new things to come in, right? Super simple, very simple concept. To actually do it, it's a little bit more difficult. Hey, it's as difficult as you make it. It could be really easy. It could be really easy. It's all your approach. So here's the thing. Learning how to release your dependent attachment to people, things, feelings, emotions, and only embodying the source, wholeness of who you are, and knowing that you do not need any person, place, thing, you don't need any noun in your life to feel whole. That's what this is all about. You can feel whole and happy always and all the time. Now, yes, of course, we will have dips. Things will happen. We'll have experiences. We'll feel shitty. We'll go down in the dumps. But the question is, how quick can you pick yourself back up? Because that's all that really matters. How long are you going to stay vibrating in these lower frequencies until you decide that it does not serve your greatest good? How long are you going to suffer until you decide that you're going to do something about your own happiness? It's up to you. It's up to you. We are giving you the tools, right? We're all suffering. I know that sounds terrible, but let's get real. Let's get fucking real, guys. I'm serious. Let's get real. Everyone is suffering. Everyone. They're in pain. Everyone's on drugs. They're all fucked up. People are like, oh, Dave's off his rocker. No, I'm just trying to make a point. Everyone is suffering to an extent, some more than others. My mission, not to talk about me, but it's my passion, it is my mission. The reason why I am here on this planet at this time is to remind as many people as possible that they have the power to embody their happiness. And all they need to do is change the way they think. Release the self-sabotage. When you release the self-sabotage, you won't need to be dependent upon an exterior attachment. Because you'll know that the source, the creator, the divine light of creation flows to you and through you with effortlessness and ease. And so as long as you're focusing your thoughts correctly and you're acting out of goodwill and good intentions and a pure open heart, only great things will come to you. Only joy, excitement, beautiful people, beautiful opportunities, more money than you could think of at this moment, prosperity, luxury, joy, happiness, high vibrations. This is the life that you came to this planet to live. Now, I understand you could say, well, what about the child that was born in Africa that needs to walk a mile every day for water? That is his path. Every single person has their own coding. It is coding. You understand? Probably, I know it's hard to understand. We are all codes. The human being is a coded machine. We are meat machines. Right? So our coding, our DNA, We have literally coding in our DNA, our consciousness, our thoughts. Everything is coding. We live in a matrix. For real. Like, for real. A matrix of consciousness. Right? That's why you have the power to manipulate it. Because you are the creator of it. Your world, your reality, your earth is responding to your thoughts and your actions and your expectations. So when you change your thoughts, make them happier, stop self-sabotaging, start self-loving, start looking yourself in the mirror and tell yourself how beautiful you are, how fucking great you are, your potential for prosperity. You're born a divine, infinitely prosperous person. That is your natural state of being. It's just a matter of recognizing it, remembering it, and then the universe will yield it all to you. Right? So we all have different coding. With coding comes different attachments and different desires for different things. Right? That's what makes this world unique, because everyone's different. Right, but every single person is on their path. Everything is perfect. It's a perfect universe. People say, no, nothing's perfect. I say, I have to completely disagree. Everything is perfect. If nothing was perfect, then the Earth wouldn't be able to maintain an atmosphere in perfect conjunction and alignment with the moon and the sun and the rest of the solar system, just in our galaxy, which is then in a perfect alignment with all the other galaxies. Which is making sure that our Earth holds its life. So, my take on perfection, not to stray off, not to go on a rant, but everything's fucking perfect. It can't not be. If it wasn't perfect, then we wouldn't be able to live on this planet and have this perfect atmosphere. Look at the day. What a beautiful day. How can you tell me that it's not perfect? If you don't think it's perfect, it's because you are in a vibration that does not accept perfection. And even when you're not accepting perfection, it's perfect. Because what you're receiving is a perfect vibrational equivalent to your thoughts, to your expectations. So it's already perfect. When you say, no, nothing's perfect, that's exactly what you're going to get. And guess what? It's a paradox because it's fucking perfect. But when you say it is perfect and I love myself, I love all beings, I have unconditional love and appreciation for all entities, all beings throughout planet Earth, throughout the cosmos, everywhere. I love you because they're all a reflection of me and I love me. So if I love me and I love you and I love you and I love me, then there's only love and I will only attract love and I will only attract compassion. And you look at yourself and you say, I am worth an unlimited amount of prosperity and abundance. Anything that I could ever imagine wanting is my birthright that I receive it. When you start saying that to yourself, the universe literally starts yielding to you opportunities for you to receive these things. But it's not until you drop the old self-sabotage. It's not until you release those old attachments. Because that sabotage and those attachments is literally the door that you are keeping shut. When you release these attachments and you release the self-sabotage, you literally, energetically open this door within your consciousness. This fucking door opens. And everything you've been asking for starts flooding through quicker than you can sort it out. I promise you, ask any of the masters if you can get a hold of them. Listen to any of their videos. Right? Any of the masters, Tony Robbins, man, he's awesome. He talks about this stuff. Abraham Hicks. I mean, literally, listen to any successful person, even actors, Denzel Washington, Jim Carrey. Listen to these people speak. They're super intelligent and they understand how to use the laws of the universe to benefit themselves and humanity. They've learned. They've learned to use the laws. And this is what I'm inviting you to do today. Release your attachments that keep you from being your greatest self. Let's say you smoke cigarettes and you don't want to smoke cigarettes. If you smoke cigarettes and you don't care about smoking cigarettes, then that's fucking fine. It doesn't matter. It's not that the cigarettes are going to kill you and they're going to hurt you. No, no, no. It's your relationship with the cigarettes. If you smoke the cigarettes and it just makes you feel good, I'm not condoning the use of cigarettes, but what I'm trying to say is it's not the actual substance. It's your relationship with the substance that defines the outcome. So if someone smokes cigarettes and the cigarette is a representation of a lower version of themselves, then release the cigarettes, right? But if someone smokes cigarettes and it just to them is like a kind of like just it makes them feel good and they don't look at themselves down, they don't look down on themselves because of the cigarette smoking, then that's not a problem. See, it's all about how we view ourselves, and it's all about looking down on ourselves and judging ourselves and the self-sabotage. So do yourself a favor. Write down the things and the facets of your life that you feel are holding you back from embodying your greatest potential. You don't need to do it right now. Do it if you want right now, pen and paper. But after the show, go ahead, re-listen to the show in the archives. Google search Dave's Vibration Station, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Just go to the archives, listen to today's show. It's 1:26, so go 26 minutes in. And you will hear the techniques to release attachments. To release attachments that you are dependent on for your happiness. Attachments are a beautiful thing. Don't get me wrong. Attachments are a beautiful thing. It's just people tend to make their happiness, as I said, contingent upon these attachments. So this is what we're working on. Learning how to be happy unconditionally. That's what unconditional love is. Loving unconditionally. Well, happiness is the same thing as love. Learn to unconditionally happy yourself. Unconditionally love yourself. Unconditionally happy yourself. So how do we do that? Well, here's a couple techniques. Number one, take a pen and paper and write down as many as you can get out, as many as start pouring out. Just write down the facets or the things or the attachments that you have in your life that cause your happiness to become conditional. So you're just going to go through your life. You're going to sift through your whole life and everything in your life, all the people, all the things, all the circumstances. And you're going to ask yourself, does this serve me? Does this serve me? Does this serve me? Does this serve me? And the moment that a no pops up, no, this doesn't serve me. Oh, you go ahead, write that down. When another no pops up, write it down. As many no's that don't serve you that pop up, just write them down, as many as you possibly can. And then, here's the really beautiful part. You look at this piece of paper, and then you take another piece of paper. And one by one, on that list, each point in your life that you've recognized is keeping you from being unconditionally happy, on another sheet of paper, you're then going to create for each bullet point, for each facet of your life that is making your happiness conditional, you're going to write out a solution. You're going to say to yourself, I've recognized that. You could even literally, if you wanted to, if it made you feel good, You could even put a date. I've recognized on April 30th, 2017 that this, and this no longer serve my highest good and actually are causing my happiness to be conditional. So in recognizing this, my solution is bam, 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 and bam. Okay? Now, here you go, guys. This is, you know, your boy Davey. Always got your back. Always here to help. If you need assistance in finding solutions, feel free to email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. I'll get back to as many as I possibly can. I'll have some of some of my brothers that assist me in the vibration station and universal consciousness, everything that we do to raise the vibration of the planet. I'll have we'll get the crew together. We'll go through some of the emails. We'll help you find the solution to releasing your conditional attachment to whatever it is that's keeping you from being happy all the time. Really, really powerful stuff, guys. If you, you know, if you apply this in your life, I understand it's a lot to take in, right? And words don't teach. So surprising, I speak so many of them. Words do not teach, only experience. Words are simply the catalyst to allow you to teach yourself. Very, very simple. You know, I think this is perfect. This is Who Am I? By Chances Are Good. We're going to take a brief moment in our show to recognize and remember who we are. And it actually could not be said any better, in my opinion, than by our brother, Chances Are Good. So he puts it in a song called Who Am I? Chances Are Good. You could check him out on Bandcamp. Google search Chances, letter R, Good. This is actually off the album Boomerangs. So listeners, I'm asking you to actually like listen to the lyrics in this song. The reason why I'm putting this song on is it's a part of today's lesson. It's a part of today's show. It's a part of today's lesson. Show's lesson. Lesson show. You know what I'm saying. Who am I? Chances Are Good. Check it out, guys. Super powerful. Super stoked.
The question, am is the essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question, am is the essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Back in the day, there was a great sage by the name Maharshi. He didn't preach, all he ever did say was ask yourself the question, who am I, then stay present and ignore any answers. That's just your brain cancer, the story narrator, the conflict instigator, the one they call the mind. Make him face the mirror, who am I? Repeat it like a mantra until ego throws a tantrum and gets booted out this mansion. And now there's no more question. I am that I am essence before the manifested of the sun, earth, and fleshes. I am his total presence. If all of life's a painting, then I am is this canvas. Prior to the brushstrokes, consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal? Hollow whole finumeral. You see the tight conundrum, cause it's both sides of the pendulum, subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match, love to love, the place is packed, but all the games are just an act. The ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back, so he thinks that he is that body mind vehicle. I am is ethereal, fueling all materials, totally invisible, so go beyond the physical. Who am I? The mystical. Who said that? The ego still follow to that hollow tube, the piece of bliss and solitude. The only one cannot be two. The duel is in your mind, dude. None of this is actual. It's all matter factual. Matter is still malleable, so molded into vacuum holes. Beautiful and magical. I am is behind it all. It's the question. Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. I read about this yogi Christ that doesn't eat or drink. He sits in lotus all night without a wink of sleep. He gets his sustenance straight from this oxygen. High up in the Himalayas, sitting on a mountain. They say that he's older than most of these boulders. That his body sits on, he exists in all dimensions. A time and space magician, a master over Maya. He's burning up these thoughts of all your wants and desires. See, no storm can touch him. He abides inside the nothing, emanating peace and bliss all throughout existence. So sit in meditation long enough and you can feel him transmitting heightened consciousness. consciousness to all his loving children, to all the ones around the globe seeking source and letting go. You're about to fill the role, cause Babaji is getting old. It's time for him to make the shift back into the infinite. He's gonna hold the space for us so we can all enlighten up. Who is the question and is the essence? I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question and is the essence? I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question and is the essence? I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question and is the essence? I is the witness, abide with total presence.
Chances are good. Oh my goodness. Maybe once again coming in with profound knowledge. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. So what does that mean? Who am I? Who is the question? Am is the essence. You are. You just, you are. You know when people say, I am? They say like, I am a radio host, or I am a CEO, I am a race car driver, whatever it might be. When you just say, I am, you release the ego. When you just are, you become everything. You are all that is. I am is I am all that is. But then when you say, I am this, then you put an ego to it, right? And I'm not saying that it's bad to identify. It's not bad in any way, shape, or form to identify with something by saying, yes, I am the CEO of this company, or yes, I did do this, or I am this. But at the end of the day, that is an egoic construct that is built by the human mind. Outside of the human mind, you have source. Without the human mind, which is developing the ego constructs, you have the source energy of who you are. You are pure energy. You are light. You are light. So, having said all this awesome, profound information about our quantum nature, my question for you, obviously, rhetorical. Email me if you want. Or call. 323-203-0815. Phone lines. Just open them up again. So, my question for you is, what are you going to do to help yourself, to help humanity? So, all you need to do is help yourself, because when you help yourself, you automatically help humanity. But my question for you is, what are you going to do to help yourself? What are you going to do? What are you going to sacrifice for your alignment? What are you going to give up to make yourself happier? And how are you going to go about doing it? What are you going to give up to make yourself happier? How are you going to go about doing it? These are very simple ideals, but very profound results will come of this, right? If you decide to yourself, okay, I'm going to release this for the purpose of embodying my greatest self, then you've just made an extremely profound shift in your consciousness, and you've decided, I'm going to become better. I'm going to embody a greater version of me. And I don't need anyone to do it. I don't need anyone, anything, anywhere. I am perfect the way that I am. And to me and through me flows the creative energy of the universe. Literally, the energy that creates worlds is at our fingertips. It's flowing to us and through us. We just don't know how to use it. We just don't know how to channel it correctly. But when you start learning how to channel it correctly, that's when you embody greatest self. Beautiful, guys. Beautiful. We actually have a caller in on the show. As I did mention to you guys, phone lines were open. So we're going to go ahead and take this call. Welcome. You are live on the air with us, Dave's Good Vibration Station on LA Talk Radio. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Dave. It's Brandy. How you doing?
Hey, Brandy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just chilling out, listening to you. And I was just thinking about some of the things you were saying about detaching.
Yes.
And I just am trying to get through an old relationship issue because Beautiful. I've been with this man off and on for about 3 years. Then we break up, and then we get back together, and then we break up. And I mean, I love him, and he loves me, but I don't know. I can't seem to detach from him, and I know he's not too good for me. I know he's not good, but I just can't let go, and I don't know how to let go. Just waiting for him to call again, and you know, we're broke up right now, but I know he's gonna get lonely next weekend. He's gonna call me, and then I'm not gonna be able to say no.
Oh, Brandy.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to detach from him because he has cheated on me before. And he does lie, but I don't know what to do.
Well, first and foremost, Brandy, I want to thank you for having the courage to call in on the show and put yourself out there and receive advice. That's beautiful. Brandy, you are such an empowered woman. And I want to honor you for your power, first and foremost. I want to honor you for your courage. I want to honor you for empowering yourself. And I also want to honor you for recognizing that this relationship does not serve your greatest good.
Right? No.
Because this is a...
Yeah.
Please go on.
No, I know what you're saying. And I just don't know what to do to get him out of my life.
So this is.
But I keep going back to him because I know it's a habit. But there's good things about him. But in the long run, he's not going to be a stable man for me. He's not going to be the one.
Right.
I don't think he is. But
right.
It's so convenient, you know. But I need to detach. And I heard you talking about that. I'm going to just sit down here on my patio and have a beer and call that guy, David.
You're so sweet, Brandy. Well, I'm honored and so grateful that you called in. I actually do have a couple techniques that I'm going to share with you that you can use to really assist you in releasing your conditional attachment to this relationship. So here's the thing.
Okay.
I want you, Brandy, first and foremost, I want you to remember that regardless of anything that you've been told, regardless of anything that you may have experienced in the past that is contrary to what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
I want you to know that you are an extension of the unconditionally loving, powerful, creative, abundant, and super grateful universe source energy. So first and foremost, Brandy, you are the energy of the universe. Now, I understand that that's a difficult concept to swallow. So we'll take baby steps, okay? Within you, whether you're currently aware of it or not, within you lies the creative potential of the universe. So actually, right before you called, I was just saying, we, all human beings, have the energy of creation flowing to them and through them. We just don't know how to properly channel that energy to manifest and yield to us the results that we wish to experience. But once you start to actually learn these techniques, and once you practice these techniques, you can very quickly shift your life and very quickly start manifesting and releasing these attachments and manifesting even more beautiful things that are in a greater vibrational alignment with your highest self. So Let's get into it. Some letting go practices. We can help dissolve these attachments with a few different practices. Number one, I got a question for you, Brandy. Do you meditate often?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I relax and stuff. I relax in my, you know, patio.
Sure.
And I chill with my friends.
Beautiful.
You know, but meditate. I have a hard time thinking about nothing. You know what I mean? My mind
goes
a lot.
Of course. Of course, we call that the monkey mind when it just starts going on. So actually, here's a really cool and powerful tool, Brandy, even if you do have a lot of thoughts going through your head. So meditation is simply sitting still and trying to pay attention to the present moment, whether that's your breath, whether it's your body, or what's going on around you. What you'll find is that your mind runs away from the present moment, attaching to worries about the future, planning, remembering things in the past, all of these things that kind of keep us from being present in the moment. Well, in meditation, you practice letting go of these mini attachments by noticing what your mind is doing and letting go, then returning to the present moment. So by practicing meditation, you can learn to just let go of these little thoughts that kind of creep into your head. And then you say, wait, I'm focusing on the present moment. I'm going to let you go. Poof, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then focus on breathing. Right? So this is actually training your brain to release. Although it's on a much smaller scale, you're still training the neural nets of your brain to release a thought, release a thought, release a thought, release a thought. Anytime something comes in, release it. And then if you start doing that long enough, you'll be able to mirror that same technique, but on a much larger scale. So if you train your brain how to release the little thoughts, as time goes on and you keep training, just like someone, the bodybuilder trains their muscles to get bigger. If you train your detachment muscle, then you will learn and you'll be able to detach from anyone or anything with great ease, with very little effort, right? So, you know, the idea is in meditation, you practice letting go of these mini attachments by noticing what your mind is doing and letting go, then returning to the present moment. This happens again and again. And so you get good at it, and then you can apply it to these bigger attachments. It's literally like muscle memory after doing it hundreds or thousands of times. You learn that whatever you were attached to is simply a story. It's an illusion. It's really not so heavy, just a bit of a cloud that can be blown away by a breeze. Beautiful. The next is accepting. Learn to accept your current situation and do not self-sabotage. That's one of the things that as human beings we do. We go to first when we're in a situation and we keep doing something that we know is not good for us, we immediately self-sabotage. So accept where you are in your life. Know that this person serves you or has served you to guide you to call this show and receive this information and this education and this guidance. And then from this point forth, you can do even more research on how to release attachments and how to embody your greatest self. But Brandy, you need to accept yourself. You need to love yourself. You need to see how perfect and beautiful and divine and angelic you truly are. Once you see that, once you look in the mirror and you start saying, I am a beautiful, angelic extension of the source creator, you literally will start attracting men that are a vibrational equivalent to your goddessness. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Brandy, you know, I love you so much with all of my heart. I actually, we are coming to an end on the show, but I did want to share with you, feel free to email me davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Always feel free to email me anytime. Love you so much, honey. Thank you for having the courage to call in, and thank you for being you.
Love you. Thank you.
Love you, Brandy.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye.
Beautiful, guys. Oh, just love when listeners call in and share with us their... whatever it is they're going through. You know, we are honored. We are honored, and we are here to assist and help in any possible way that we can. For you are the energy of creation. To you and through you flows the creative energy of the universe. It's just a matter of remembering how to tap into that and how to channel it and how to use it in the right way. Just like using a muscle. You start learning how to use it, it gets easier. Gets better, you perfect it, get stronger, and then all of a sudden you're a master creator. You can create anything you want in your life. For your world is a projection of your consciousness, your thoughts, actions, and expectations. Listen up, guys, all the unconditional love, light, abundance, happiness, joy, and laughter from my heart, our hearts, to yours. You are perfect, you are angelic, and you are divine, whether you like it or not. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. That's at Good Vibes Station. And then on Instagram, Universal Consciousness 1111. Once again, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Love you guys with all of my heart. We'll see you next Sunday. Peace!